Hey guys, before we jump in, I want to invite you to follow me on socials. You can follow me on Twitter at WhatIWillSayPod, on Instagram at WhatIWillSay, also on TikTok at WhatIWillSay, and of course, WhatIWillSay.tumblr.com will take you to my blog where you can keep up with my day-to-day pop culture takes. If you want to support the show, you can do so on Patreon. Just search WhatIWillSay to access hours upon hours of bonus content, our secret community Discord, and so much more. Or if the Patreon's not for you, you can give us a 5-star rating and a good review, or even just tell a friend about the show. All of those things help us out a lot. Thanks guys, enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to What I Will Say. This is Cam, and I'm here with Kara.
Hello.
Okay, I need to run something by you.
Okay.
So you know me and my dad, we're going to go backpacking at the end of the summer.
Yes.
Okay, so when you're out on, or actually any long-distance trail, you get a trail name. So, of course, my trail name is Trailer Swift.
Which is amazing, actually.
We need, it is. I came up with that years ago, like before Taylor Swift was that big a part of my personality. Always been a fan. Always been a fan. But, you know, now it's beyond that. We need a trail name for my dad. So I have a few.
Okay.
I'm going to start, like, worst to... I'm going to go worst to best, I think.
Okay.
Okay, so the first one I came up with was Fleetwood's Mac.
What?
Fleetwood's... Put it... See, that one's not good. Fleetwood's... Mac, okay. Fleetwood Mac. Okay.
Yeah, no.
Okay, next one, it's too almost too easy, James Traylor.
I mean, that's kind of funny. I do like it.
I don't think he likes James Taylor, though. He doesn't, he's not crazy about Fleetwood Mac either, which is weird. I think he's lying, but.
I was going to say, maybe he's not a lesbian after all.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. He's vegan.
And he loves cats.
The next one I came up with is my favorite.
Okay.
Stevie Sticks.
Yeah, I like it.
But that's like a girl's name. But I mean, come on. And then I think he doesn't want any of these. He like wants to be named his own on the trail or like come up with a different one. But I also quite like, he does love Eric Clapton. So I came up with Eric Pacton.
Is that a word that's used a lot, like a pack on the trail?
Yeah, it's like in my pack. Go get my pack.
Okay. That's what I meant. Like, is like obviously I know what a backpack is.
Can't run from this bear because my pack is so big.
But I didn't know if pack was something people say. Okay.
Yeah, pack is that's what you call it. Your pack. Yeah. Anyway, I'm not sure that he's gonna go with any of those. But listener, please send in classic rock inspired music themed trail names, pun related, so he can match my Trailer Swift.
Katy Perry.
Wait, that could be yours.
Yeah,
that's so good. Are you kidding me? You did this for 1 second. You came up with Katy Perry?
When I don't go on the trail, I'll totally use that.
Well, you're gonna, you know, well, you can.
I would do like a little couple mile walk thing, but I would never be like backpacking because I just don't have that kind of.
Well, you're going to be in a location that you're going to be like in a big part of the trail soon, right?
I will. And yes.
I have some recommendations if you're going to be where I think you are.
Oh, I wish I could say that, like where I'm going to. Well, does it matter? I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. It's a huge fucking national park that you're going to be in. Like, I don't think anybody is going to.
Okay. So, yeah. Like, don't come and tell. Well, or do. I mean, whatever. But
you don't say when you're going to be there. Just
okay. I won't say when
it's happening in the next few months.
Right. There's a part of the East Coast that like I'm going, and one of the places that was suggested on the itinerary was called Kaler Park or something like that, which is so funny. And I was like, wow! Imagine receiving that itinerary and knocking like a trauma flashback. Can't relate. Like, not having a trauma response from seeing that. But yes, there is actually, like, a park or, like, it's a trail or a park or, like, something like that that is named that, which is very
funny. Speaking of trauma flashbacks.
Yes.
Guess who's back, everybody?
Oh, my gosh. Our king, our hero.
Our daddy.
The man, the myth, the legend himself.
I feel like Spade is coming back.
Oh, if he's not, I'm going to be really upset at this point. Because my hopes are, like, sky high from seeing that.
Right. So, I don't have much more to say about that, but you know, when he does come back, you can sub to the Patreon. That's all we're going to be talking about.
Oh, there. Absolutely.
That fandom meta tag is going to be blowing up.
The end of the decade befalls the facade. Everyone send in your favorite spade riddle. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Well, they're all, how could you even choose? It's like having to choose. That's a real Sophie's choice.
Right. It's like going to like a cat adoption center and having to choose one. Like it's
right. One kitten.
They're all beautiful in their own way.
Right. And speaking of fandom meta, this whole episode is going to be kind of meta because it is our 1 year anniversary blog celebration Palooza extravaganza.
Yeah.
Now, Kara, you haven't actually been around for a year yet.
No, I came like a month after you started, probably, right? What's it? Yeah, it's July. End of June, so yeah. Well, yeah, it's been almost exactly a month after you started the blog, I guess.
Yep.
Because I slid into your DMs right after Winston posted that Instagram with the cardigan lyrics, and I was like, what does this mean?
And I was like, well, we...
I slid into all of your DMs.
Okay, so the first thing everybody listening has to know is for some crazy, I do not know why, but I used to pretend to be multiple people when I ran the blog. I feel
it's
like
you thought you were like a news source. Like, yeah, you had to sound like all of us here at
at like Big Swiftgron Industries, like
LLC.
Well, I thought for some there was like a little protective quality about it, actually, because I felt like if there was multiple people doing it, then it doesn't just seem like one crazy person who's lost their shit and started a Swiftgron themed blog in 2020. Like, it felt like
little did you know a month later it would blow up.
I mean it's folklore, you know.
You're a prophet.
It was good timing.
But did you know, I don't know, I think I must have told you, well, surely I told you this, that I randomly found your blog before folklore. So, like, I stumbled upon it. And I had no idea either, because I was, like, brand new to it all as well.
I didn't know that. But you just didn't DM until folklore came out. But when did you find it then?
I would say maybe 2 weeks before that.
Oh my god, you were just lurking?
Yeah. It was either a week or two, because I remember feeling like I manifested folklore as well, because I had like not been thinking about it at all. And then I started getting really into the whole thing, right? And then suddenly, bam, she announces it like a week after that. So, yeah, I had found your blog probably a week to 2 weeks before the announcement.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You never told me that.
I thought I did.
Kept meeting. So we met on Tumblr, then also on Twitter. And I didn't know who you were on Twitter. And then I was, like, adding you to different Discords. And, like, you were kind of everywhere. But also, you didn't come to my birthday party.
Yeah, I didn't. I literally pulled a Jake Gyllenhaal on you.
Oh my god, you did! You bitch!
The moment I knew was actually about me.
Yeah, I think it is. But, so it's been a year, and I want to give a Gaylor State of the Union, or like, I mean, not even Gaylor, because like, we don't decide what's important or not, you know, you guys can care or not care, but like, a what I will say, a Woolawas State of the Union on our like most up-to-date Gaylor beliefs, because like, I got a couple questions on the blog, like, what do you you change your mind so much, like, what do you think today? So like, it's been a year, we've learned a lot, we can talk about sort of what we used to believe and how that's different from what we believe now, or what we believe now and how that's different from what we used to believe. Do you want to start, or do you want me to start?
I want you to start, because I don't know what to say.
Okay, well, so I mean, I feel like we can kind of just go through like the time I wrote a little timeline, a relationships timeline, and I still agree with that all today. And you guys, you know, I do, my mind is like fluctuating on some matters, like Joe Alwyn.
Yeah,
it's kind of like, some days he feels really beardy. Like somebody pointed out, a new friend of the pod and blog pointed out to me today, like, okay, but he's going to get income from being on folklore producing credits and like album of the year. Like he's going to get income on that for the rest of his life. what if it's not to pay him for like being a beard or whatever? What if it's to, but it, what if it's to pay him for the breakup that's about to happen? And I was like, yeah. Ooh, I like that. Maybe I'm just sick of Joe.
Yeah, it might just be that. I mean, I get what you mean with the fluctuating thing.
Oh, but, I know you. I mean, you never even settle on a belief. No, you just
I literally fluctuate 24/7, so that's like my natural state.
Your third eye is just like rotating around in your skull, like not even landing on something.
My third eye just rolls constantly, all day, every day. Just a constant eye roll. So yeah. That's an interesting point.
I mean, so we don't even have to like dissect that point, but the point is like that felt really good this morning, and today I've been like Joe's a beard. But before that, you know, before this morning, I was probably like Polly Swift-Winson, Lily broke up with them in 2019, right? So a few things do just, things that are going on currently are very hard to make a final say on, because it's sort of like, if Joe's real or not, like I need breakup music, I need, or they get married, or like I will make a final call someday, but it's not going to be while it's going on. Like if they get married, I'm just going to say it's real because it's too sad. I mean, we'll see the circumstances.
Well, I do think if they get married, it's real, right? I mean, I don't think that she's going to marry someone just because.
Yeah. So I think like, so some things, yes, are always in flux, but mostly since Andy came along, everything but Joe Alwyn, I'm pretty solid on.
Mm-hmm.
Some things I won't make a final call on because you sort of can't, but I'm solid on that. I can't make a final call. So like Kayler's an example, but we'll get to that. So I want to start from the top of like things I believe that happen. So I believe, I don't know. We don't know any of this for a fact. Obviously, usual disclaimers, like this is all speculation, but I believe Taylor's bi or into both men and women. Don't know about any specific label, but bi, fluid, pan, you know, label free. I don't know. I think all the boyfriends she had in high school were maybe like dramatized a little bit for her first album, but were real. She was dating guys in high school, and I think it's possible she had some crushes on girls. She was sure like posting to MySpace about their boobs and shit. So like, yeah, maybe some crushes on girls and stuff. Who knows? But, I think the high school boys are real. Tamley, I'm a huge anti.
I don't think it happened, and it also doesn't make me feel good to think it did. So why believe it?
I mean, if it seemed like it did happen, I would be like, I don't want to talk about this, but you know,
sure,
I can talk about it. So Tamley, I used to believe because I used to kind of go with the fandom party line, but then I got really skeeved out once I learned the age difference and kind of quit talking about it. It would come up on the blog once in a while, and I'd kind of be like, guess it happened. And I talked to one person who, like, I don't know, they maybe didn't know the age difference and shipped it. And I think I, like, asked them, I had them, like, write up an answer once. But, and to all the people who are like, my dad met my mom when she was 15 and he was 26. Like, please don't bring me. I don't support that. I just, let's not, adults don't need to date children. I don't, you know, like.
Yeah, stop trying to justify it. It's very weird behavior. I mean,
listen, if your parents are fine, your parents are fine, but that's not our business. I'm not here to attack anybody that's like happy and healthy. Like but that's 20-year-olds don't need to date teenagers. Like, I mean, yeah. If you're 19 and 20, sure, of course. Like, I'm not here to, like, judge your specific family dynamic. But Tamley's gross. So, like, not trying to, whatever. But, like, I just think we need to let kids be kids. And adults don't need to get romantically or sexually involved with children. Like, it's just, duh. Like, I can't believe we have to say this. Like, if everything turned out fine in your family, great. I'm not here to comment on that. But, like. So please don't come, because last time we talked about Tamley, somebody came and was like pissed, and they were like, "My parents," and I was like, "Well,
sorry, your dad's a creep." I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know their specific dynamic. I'm not here to really judge it, but I'm not supportive of Tamley.
No.
So the thing that really changed me on Tamily is the Be There in 5 podcast. If you go to the Be There in 5 Patreon page and pay the $5 tier, you can go to an episode that's like Tamily Tea. And I do think we should all be supporting Gaylor creators on their Patreons.
By the way,
well, but definitely Be There in 5 because she deserves it. Maybe not us, though.
Yeah.
She's earned it. But... and she goes into more detail about how she spoke to somebody who knew Taylor and Emily, and the details she was kind of able to give, and the conviction with which she spoke really had me like convinced Tamily's just not a thing. And that was enough for me, because I didn't want it to be a thing, because it would be really unfortunate, like completely predatory. And by the way, Emily Poe is like a Republican district attorney in like Indiana or something, married to a veteran. Like, this girl is not the queer icon you want her to be. Like, stop making Love Story out to be about her. She doesn't deserve it, you know?
Right.
And it's also really weird. Like, it just, that's the kind of things that happen in shipping fandoms. It's like, we've gone too far. Like, you don't need to make a crime happen in your fanfic to like make Taylor be fruity. You know what I mean? Like, just, I don't know.
I love how we're, like, going into for no reason, but...
Huh?
I love how we're going on and on about this for, like, no reason, but it's funny.
Well, it's our State of the Gaylor Union, right? Like, this is the journey we've been over the past year with Tamily.
True.
Don't think it happened. The T's on the Be There in 5 Patreon, and also just, like, it would have been a predatory situation, so good. Mm-hmm. We're glad it didn't happen. We do not need Tamily. We have wealths of girlfriends all on the horizon. We don't need or want Tamily. And people who are weirdly attached to it, find something else to be attached to. Probably Kayla.
Right.
So next up on the list is Joe Jonas. I think she was set up with him in a PR situation, but she really did, like him. And it was like a confusing, this is something we've talked about on the Patreon, like industry friends have, you know, from Sean to like Andy have like always been pretty clear that like, especially when they're younger, they get set up and it's like, you're fake, but you're not fake. And it's confusing and you're young and hormonal and, you know, everybody's a little gay, but you know, like. I think they really did date. I don't have tea to suggest they really did, but except I've kind of heard something. I can't go into detail on it, but I just think they did.
I think they did too.
And it's not that important. Like, he doesn't interfere with any big female muse. He's not taking anything away from any, like, he doesn't mess up any of the Gaylor universe. Not really. Unless you're like a big Tamily shipper, I guess. I think most of Fearless is about him. And then she keeps writing songs about him for a little while. But yeah, I'm a Joe Jonas truther. And
yeah, I mean, I don't think most of Fearless is about him. I think a couple songs are.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Mr. Perfectly Fine sure is. And it's a bop.
Yeah.
It
is. It is certified bop.
I haven't even been on that much of a journey with Joe Jonas because I just never cared.
No, I don't either. I mean, I think it's kind of funny, like her dragging him on the Ellen show and stuff, like very funny. But
I think we're gonna do a Jaylor episode.
Oh yeah, just I like
because
that
it's
idea.
So iconic, and like the way she reacted was very gay. I don't care that it was a man; she was acting like a dramatic lesbian. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More on that later, but. I haven't really been on a journey with it because I never cared. Like, I would read TTB and she'd be like, he's gay, he has a doll baby, he has a fake baby, like, Sophie Turner's gay, like, whatever, and it's just like...
I think it's really that important.
Like, who she was fucking when she was 19 has no bearing on her sexuality. Like, we were all fucking everybody when we were 19. Like...
Well, they didn't even fuck.
Yeah, that's the other thing. They didn't even fuck. Who even cares? Joe, like, gave that interview where he was like, I lost my virginity to Ashley Green, and like... It was just like they didn't even fuck. So
like literally who cares?
She's like, they're like dry humping and it's just has no bearing on her sexuality. So who even cares? You don't need to debunk the Joe Sophie Turner baby.
No.
but I do think maybe later on she says some songs are about him that are not.
Oh, sure.
She uses him as a cover, but, and so the next relationship to talk about, Julian Hough. So Taylor and Julian are sort of inseparable for like the fall of 2009 and into that winter. And like, I think the last time they were seen together is December. And then they got seen at some award shows, but it looked kind of awkward. But I think Back to December is about her. And I think a lot of early dancing references are about her because Julian's a dancer.
Right,
of course,
she is.
Iconically, they showed up together at that party with their initials drawn on each other. And there is some stuff on the Patreon that about Taylor showing up somewhere with a girlfriend that's more detailed on the Patreon and the T series. But I think that's Julian. Julianne, I'm saying this wrong, aren't I? Julianne is the only Gaylor girl, unless you count Zoe, that is out of the closet as not straight. I think she's with Nina Dobrev now. I think they're in some weird arrangement, but I do think those two girls are in love. And I've been on a bit of a journey with Julianne because, like, the most content of the ship is that party where they had initials drawn on each other. And I was kind of like, well, it's just one night. Like, you can't make a ship out of like one night. But given more stuff we've heard, yeah, I think it was her. I think Taylor was sort of Taylor Lautner was the cover for her. And I'm a believer, you know?
You know, I think what's just so funny about it is how, like you said, like no one would ever even think about it. Like it wouldn't occur to you to be like, oh, that's probably someone that she dated, because like it's so low key. So it is kind of funny because I think that's something that we say over and over again. That's like so wildly different from the main narrative of like, oh, it must be this person because of this and this public event and this public outing. And we're like, and like we have pretty good reason to believe that this one actually happened. And it's not one that anyone would have ever been, like, truthering beforehand, you know?
So, I mean, it would, those pictures of them with their initials would, like, make the rounds. But, yeah, I mean, nobody,
yeah.
I don't even think it has a ship name. I call it Huffler, which is a horrible ship name, but I don't have any, like, Jailer can't, you know, Tullian, no, like, Jailer's taken, like, Huffler is, like, kind of funny to me, so, I think if there's one thing I've learned this year, it's the people she's seen with a little bit less that I look
exactly
at deeper now. So yeah, I think they were together and then broke up like after sort of a short, intense, like a 3-month kind of situation. And I think Holy Ground might be about her. Back to December when she says, I'm not much for dancing, but for you I did, or whatever. All the dancing references, I think that's Julianne because she's a dancer. So when Speak Now comes out, we might have to do like a big Julianne special, like whatever. But next person I guess we can talk about is John Mayer.
Well, yeah, our most controversial possibly opinion besides Taylor.
I do not think she and John had anything. That's just my personal belief, and I have heard very specific information from a very specific place. I can't go into it any more than that. I'm sorry. That's so annoying. If y'all trust my judgment, though, you will not believe she was ever with John Mayer.
Right.
That's kind of all I have to say about that. Let's talk about Tay Liz for a second.
Okay, yeah.
I'm kind of don't think Tay Liz was anything beyond weird, overly close, codependent besties.
I agree.
And I've been, but I'm so for Tay Liz. Send in Tay Liz stuff. I'll reblog Tay Liz stuff. Go check out Tay Liz Master Post and Mercury on Parkline's blog. She's like crushing it on like Tay Liz connections still to this day. Like, and I'm all for it. Like,
they were very cute friends.
I think. At the very least, they're adorable friends. And hey, they were sharing a bed. Like, who knows? Maybe, you know, something was going on there.
Right. I don't think there was a proper relationship, but I'm totally open to the idea that, like,
there was some fooling around.
Some gray area. Yeah, for sure.
Some late night boots scooting.
Is that some kind of Southern term?
I just made it up. Do you like it?
Yeah, actually, it sounds
late
like...
Late night boot scooting?
Yeah!
Okay, we might have to, like, take this out, but I've been wanting to do a thing. I've been wanting to do a bit where I say, like, my friend Bubba is here, and then just talk to you in a Southern accent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we might have to start doing that, like, on the Patreon.
Oh, I'm into it. Like, okay.
Oh, yeah. My cousin Bubba's here. And then you can be like, oh, honey, I got, oh, baby girl, I got a sweet tea for you and an even sweeter accent.
Yeah.
And just swing by and, like, give, maybe Bubba has Gaylor takes. We'll do a Bubba. We'll introduce Bubba on the Patreon, but.
Bubba Ganoush.
So Taylor's, I was on a journey with Taylor's though, because I kind of thought it was real for a hot minute, and to the point where it still like is in the Swiftground master post as my Denny suspect for the red breakup muse. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about that in a minute. I just since we got Julianne kind of confirmed and Jake confirmed, we'll talk more about that in a minute. That's the next one we'll talk about. That interferes with too much of the Taylor's timeline. Now, could there have been smoke up? Sure. But were they girlfriends? No. And, like, she would have had to, like, be, like, breaking up with her, dating somebody else for 3 months, getting back together with her. Nah, it just doesn't make sense. Like, I think Liz is straight. Doesn't she live with a Trump supporter or something?
Listen, yeah.
Yeah, that's some straight girl behavior, y'all.
I mean, that's not... Okay, here's the thing for me. So, mm-hmm. I've always known, like, bi girls who have dated Republican guys, which I've never understood, but like that is a thing. However, what I would say is different is having a roommate who is.
Right. I mean, I think some girls
because there's a difference between being like, I'm so in love with this guy. And then he's like, you're like, oh girl, why? He's a trans person versus being like, oh, I choose to like,
they're just like daddy with the paycheck. Person. Like daddy, like, that's a different dynamic.
Right. But like to be like, oh, I'm cohabitating and also best friends with this person is a bit weird, especially since doesn't she live in LA? Or she did?
Yeah.
And it's like, you can find, like, you have to try hard to find a Trump supporter in LA.
Well, you go to Orange County, probably not so much, but yeah, in like in LA proper.
Right.
It just, you'd think there would be some cool musician or like whatever, but no, she's like, oh no, like, let me live with my Trump supporting bestie. So like, I'm not feeling it. I'm all for Tay Liz. I'm not here to say it definitely wasn't something. There's a lot of really fun connections between their music and stuff. Like, go listen to our Tay Liz episode, go check out Tay Liz master post, and go check out the blog Mercury on Parkline, because there's and go to her Taylor's tag, like tons of good stuff there. But personally, if you told me they met out or even hooked up a few times, yeah, totally, I see it. But girlfriends, no, that's where I'm at on Taylor's.
Agreed.
Well, I love it when we agree. Next one, Jake.
Definitely believe that.
Well, this has been quite a journey for me.
I was always a Jake believer because it just made the most sense for me, like timeline-wise, red-wise. I was never really sold on Taylor, so like for me, I was like, I think it is Jake. But I do think there's a good possibility that there are songs about other people too. Like, I don't think it's 100% purely. I actually don't really think a lot of albums are 100% purely one thing. I think there's people we don't know about. So like, I always take that into consideration. But like, yeah, I do think mostly it's Jake for Red, for sure.
So Jake is annoying. I used to kind of anti it because Jake has really loud gay rumors.
Mm-hmm.
They did do that very obnoxious pap walk. She posted pinned songs like All Too Well on him that I think it's hard to know for sure, but I'm pretty sure All Too Well was written like before they got together, or maybe a day or two after they got together. Like, but I do not think he's the All Too Well muse. And she still tried to make us think that he was. And I mean, you know, with guys, like, the Gaylor party line is always, they're all fake. So I was having to fight upstream against that as well. So right. I used to say Jake was, I would just kind of take the position that he was fake on, because I was trying to balance out Rep, who was like such a truther. But of course, you guys know me. I'll change my mind on something if we get new information. And part of the big tea dump we got from Andy was that Jake was real. In a very interesting and specific way. I'm not going to say how exactly, but like, yeah, Jake is real.
And like timing wise, it really does make the most sense.
It does. Okay, so here's a few other things about Jake.
Except the All Too Well thing, that is weird.
The All Too Well thing's weird, but you can be weird about somebody and they can still be your real boyfriend, right? The other things that add up about Jake, besides the tea pushed me over, but the other things that added up are they had their one pap walk, and other than that, they were really private. They went to Big Sur together, which I guess we're going to say doesn't actually mean anything, but they went to Big Sur together.
Well, they went to Big Sur together secretly, or they privately. That's a bit different.
And then, like, the Red Breakup album is how you might expect her to sing about somebody who's like 10 years older than her and, you know, probably fucked her over a bit. What else is there? Oh, the other thing about Jake is that they were spotted sneaking around, skulking around together after they broke up. They got, you know, so there's some blurry fan pics or bad pap pics. I don't think they're pap pics. I think they're just fan pics. Of them like sneaking around in like January, and like, then they're also spotted like talking to each other at the Oscar party or something. Maybe the Met Gala, I don't know, that spring. So I do think the tea we got is what pushed me over, but it adds up. They were very private together. They had their one obnoxious pap walk. Yeah, she's weird about All Too Well. But other than that, I do, you know, we're Jake truthers here, and I'm not happy about it. I didn't want Jake, but...
but we got him.
Yeah. So I think Jake is the best breakup muse for the Red album, and with maybe a couple songs about Julianne Hough in there, and maybe some other, who knows who, right? We can't know, but when she's like singing about being completely fucked over and messed up on the Red album, that's Jake. I really do believe that, just fully. So that's where we're at on Jake. The next person I want to talk about is somebody that nobody ever talks about, but it's this guy named Will Anderson, who is the lead singer of a band called Parachute. I'm pretty sure they dated in the like November of 2011, like went on a few dates, wrote a few songs for each other. I think Begin Again is about him. And he has a song called Kiss Me Slowly. That's definitely about Taylor. And a song that's called White Dress. And, you know, I was listening to Love Story earlier today and I realized, like, go put on a white dress, you know, go pick out a white dress. I wonder if making a play on that, but it's not super important. I think it was really short lived, but I do think that happened. And I guess the next person we get to talk about is Diana.
Who's that?
Where are we at on Swift Run today?
I don't know what that is.
Oh my God. Wouldn't our lives be so much better?
Yeah.
Not really. I kind of love my life right now. I do believe in Swift Run. I really, really do.
Yeah.
And it has been a journey for me. You guys want to know the funniest thing?
Yeah.
When I first joined Inti's Patreon, I DM'd him about Swift Run. And I was like, you talk about Kaylor. How come you never talked about Swift Run? But that is not how, that's not how you submit questions to Inti. He does these threads on his Patreon where you can just like request that he comments on something. And then every few days he does, like, he just reads the comments and says, oh, this, oh, that. So when I figured that out.
Has he ever told you why he doesn't?
Why he doesn't what?
He has never commented on it.
Because I don't think he knows about it.
Okay.
He's bringing me on. I'm the subject matter expert now.
Right.
Like, literally, like, a year ago, I'm, like, requesting that he, like, talk about it. And now he's, like, DMing me, like, so can you come, you know, tell the audience about Swift Run? But then, so I figured out what you do. I saw, like, oh, you comment on this thread. So he put a thread up, and I was, like, the fifth or sixth question. So I knew he was going to get to me. And I was, like, you know, why don't you ever talk about Swift Run? Like, shit between Diana Agron and Taylor Swift. Seems like something you might want to, like, talk about. And then I got so scared that he would say it didn't happen, I deleted the comment.
That's so funny.
So, like, I used to really care. I used to really want Swift Run to be real. And, like, I used to be a bit silly about it. But now, the thing about Swift Run is, I'm sorry. I mean, obviously there is some bias in there because, as I just said, I really do want it to be real. Although now I almost care. I care a little bit less if it's real or not. But like, I don't know if that sort of opinion is informed by like if I care less because I feel so solid with it. Because the more you research Swiftgrund, the more it adds up. There's almost nothing we've ever found that has ever made me doubt it.
Right. I mean, I always am of the opinion that things are typically complicated and like messier than anyone really ever gives it credit for on both sides.
Same.
So, yeah.
Same.
But like, I would not at all be surprised if something happened during that period of time. And that's basically what I feel. That's my like state of the union.
I mean, I just, the more I've researched, the more I believe in Swiftgrund. And that's true for some other stuff, too. I mean, Gaylor in general. Like, nothing I've found has ever made me think she's straight. But I don't read Rep's blog, like, as religiously as you do.
Okay, I don't read her blog religiously. It's that I don't follow that many people. Mm-hmm. And the person who I see the most that's, like, putting, I guess you can call it, like, original content, you know, like, just not reblog things, on my dash is Rep, and they are always finding all kinds of
listen when guys. It's morning in South Africa. That is the whole dashboard. That is just
exactly
this dick, that dick, this
cop, and that's why this. I'm always like in your DMs like, what do you think about this?
Well, you know,
because I'm always, that's why I do get sometimes on my like, oh yeah, I think she is.
Oh, I'll never.
It is mostly because of Rex
Clark. Yeah, with Swiftgrund, like, the more we found, the more it adds up. The more we looked into Haler, the more it, and we'll talk about him in a minute, the more it seemed fake, you know, and then we found Griles, and then, like, the more we looked into Taylor's music, the more connections we found that, like, other people hadn't maybe found yet. Like, it just, we found Diana's blog and went through that, and that blog was, like, you know, a day by day, like, oh yeah, they're supposed to be good right now. Oh, she's reblogging happy stuff. Oh, this is when they broke up. Oh, she's reblogging things about lost love. And it's just like, it could not be more perfect, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Swiftgrund's great. I believe in Swiftgrund. And the other thing is like, if it turns out to not be real, I'm like, okay with that now. That's the other journey I've been on, which is just like, you know, it's been a great time anyway. Like, I'm not going to stop talking about, like, what are they going to do? You know, what it is like, I think it's kind of hard to prove a negative anyway. So it's kind of hard to debunk an entire ship. Because like hot people should all always be hooking up. So like, how can you say, you know, you can't know somebody's private business. Right. But yeah, I'm so, and it's the best ship. It's the best people. It's the best person.
And it is.
I loved truly. It a year ago, and I love it now. It's a great, it's just a great little ship. So, Harry, fake as fuck, right?
I do think so, generally, yes.
Yep. Harry had a whole ass boyfriend, in my opinion, during Swiftgrund. Mm-hmm. He was with Nick Grimshaw, hit the Griles tag for more on that. And it's so fake. But, you know, Harry's funny because, like, they still keep referencing each other, you know? But, yeah, very fake. And I always hoped it was fake because if you don't have Harry as a 1989 muse, there is just really one person that makes sense for it. And that was Diana.
Well, funny enough, too, is that Andy also said that she heard it was fake.
Yeah, I mean, we've heard it from all over the place, right? You know?
Right.
Different.
The person who said Griles, I like fully trust.
Oh, 100%. Yep.
So,
but
they didn't even know it was Dorian Haler.
Right. So that's where I'm at on Harry, and it would take a lot to convince me otherwise on that one. Connor Kennedy.
Real.
Weirdly, I think a little bit real.
I don't think it was, like, a genuine, like, connection of, like, oh, I met you and I really like you and I'm in love with you. I think it was, like, oh, I really want to be a Kennedy.
Yeah. Which, hey, fine. You know? Fine.
Yes.
I think we should use men as objects more if we're going to be involving ourselves with them. She was like flying him around on her jet and like, you know, checking him out of chemistry class or whatever. And Diana's not in the picture. You know,
checking him out of chemistry class.
Well, I'm sure she had to sign him out.
True. No, that's like, can we just take a second?
Yeah, of course we can. It's our podcast. Yeah,
this kid could not sign himself out of school, so his girlfriend had to come and do it for him.
Yeah.
He was like, Taylor, I have to, like, I mean, I have a math class that day. Like, I have a math exam.
Yeah, like, she had to sign him out. Like, she would have to, like, go, you know, the clipboard that's, like, in the, you know, the lobby of the school or whatever.
Oh,
like,
I remember it well.
She'd have to go get the clipboard. And she'd be, like, signing out Colonel Kenny, Taylor Swift. Like, whatever.
Can you just imagine being the person working in, like, the secretary working in that office?
I mean, yeah, you know, she was like, oh, you know, Taylor's in town to see her, not man. That's not my
her
man,
boy.
13. Her boy. To see her boy.
Me about your cat.
Right. So I don't know what is like the spiritual core of that, but yeah, I think it happened. I also just don't care. I'm gonna ask Inti what he thinks, and he's probably gonna say it was fake, but Inti is a Kaler. Like, he says he is.
Like, oh.
We're gonna try to talk to Inti about like Tilly and stuff at some point, but Inti comes at things like a Kaler, so he says like all the guys are fake, and I'm just like, fine, but I disagree.
Right, it's okay to disagree.
Yeah, of course we can always disagree. Like,
I know people don't really get that around here, but it's okay.
I know. That's the other thing. Like, disagreeing with somebody is not abusing them.
Exactly.
Yeah, Connor Kennedy. And I've just never cared that much. There is some funny stuff. I mean, I think it was, like, not an important relationship at all. So, because, like,
no,
they're always getting wrong, like, when they broke up. And, like, she's, like, spotted out with Harry, like, when she's supposed to still be with Connor. And, like, blah, blah, like, whatever. And it's just, like... okay, you know.
I think, okay, here's the thing, in my opinion, if I had to, like, gauge it, right?
Yeah.
So, I feel like we've all been in situations, or, like, you know someone who's been in a situation where, you know, you're dating the person, but it's more about how it looks, or, like, what you're getting out of it, sort of. Like, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm dating a Kennedy, but it's like, does she really care? Probably not. Right?
Yeah,
so,
I
it's like.
It's just about dating a Kennedy.
Right, so it's like, sure, maybe she is out with Harry, or maybe she is dating someone else, or maybe she's like, because it's like, who cares? Like, it's not that important. Like, it's more just like, yeah, this is what I'm doing right now, but it's not like, oh, this is my boyfriend who I love.
I mean, and I think it was, I do think there was a convenience aspect of him having green eyes.
Maybe.
She goes and ties that song very specifically to him, right?
I mean, she just says Hyannisport.
Well, who else with green eyes was in Hyannisport?
Dynamo.
Well, true. Oh my god, I can't believe I just got you to truth or swift run. But yeah, haven't even really been on. We're spending a lot of time on Connor here, and we haven't even like been on a journey with him. Nobody even cares. But yeah, that's where I'm at on Connor.
I feel like no one cares. Period. Like, just don't care either. Just no one cares about him.
No one cares. I did see one theory that Wildest Dreams was about him. Once, I don't know. That's always stuck with me, and I'm kind of like. I think it's the person after that 1989 music. I don't know.
Right.
Who cares? It's because she's like staring at a sunset. So they're like, yeah, I can see them on a beach in Hyannisport, whatever.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Next person we have to talk about is Maddie Healy.
I believe it. I don't think it was
serious. I brought that up as a joke. I was trying to get everybody pumped up for Kayla.
I was totally like, oh, yeah. I do believe it.
That's because you're a religious bi slut reader. That's all they talk about.
I know, but I do think they brought up some good points, and like, I think they probably were hooking up, but I just don't think it was anything important or serious whatsoever. So like, I don't know why they're all kind of like into it, but I do think that something probably was going on for a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't care either about Maddie. Let's talk about Carly. You go first. Where are you at on Kaler today? I feel like you have a lot to say on this one.
I just really don't believe it. Like, I just don't. I'm sorry. I mean, I will always be open as I am with any and all things to the idea that, like, they could have hooked up. Because, like, you never know. Like, I feel like there's not, like, you know, fans tend to give too much weight to the idea of two people hooking up when, like, in reality, that kind of thing happens all the time and often means very little and, like, is really not that serious of a thing. Like, I feel like it's kind of weird that, like, fans have this idea that, like, of course these two people never could have done that. Oh, my God. Like, how could you even suggest such thing? Like, it was, like, that doesn't have to mean that they were in love or they dated or there was, like, songs about them. Like, people could just hook up. Like, it happens.
Right.
So that's, for me, something that, like, it just holds true with literally, like, almost any pairing where I'm like, sure. Like, of course that could have happened. But do I think that they were in love? Do I think they dated? No, I don't. And I really don't think that it makes a whole lot of sense just taking everything from perspective. I mean, the same thing that we've talked it to death. So, like, I'm sure most people listening know our thoughts. But, like, you know, I just don't think a secret relationship is going to involve so much publicity and press and calling the paps and mentioning each other in interviews and being very, very, very public and very, very, very loud about your friendship if you're also hiding something that's just really not, it doesn't make sense. And it just doesn't seem to be something that would be an effective way to really hide it. And I also think Josh is real and Carly started converting for him in 2015 and I think Calvin is real, and, you know, that's what we'll get to, obviously. But because of all that, I just don't think it was a thing.
I will always be open to the idea that they were fucking in some weird, like, bestie way on that Big Sur road trip.
Sure.
I have trouble ignoring the Daisy. But other than, there's clues with a K all over the place, I know. But, like, so much of it is more coming from the fandom.
Right.
Like, you have things like the eye theory, right? That, that's just born out of, that didn't come from Taylor or Carly. That came from that Nine Wing person. They just made that up. And, like, they keep adding content to it. They're, like, generating content for their ship. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, here's what I'll say too. Mm-hmm. Is here's what I will say. I have a mild obsession with the Larry cult and the debunking of it, which I've talked about before. Mm-hmm. And they're my favorite. I will shout them out. My favorite Larry debunking blog is a guy whose URL on Tumblr is Portrait of a Larry on Fire. Like, I'm super into him. His blog is amazing. He gives, like, such well thought out answers. And the thing about him is that he is not mean and aggressive like a lot of, like, anti people tend to be, which is, like, fair enough. Like, I get why you're being aggressive, but I much appreciate someone who is like, I was in that fandom. I was part of it. This is this. This is this. And this is how I see it. And here's why. And he is really well spoken. So huge fan, you know. But one thing I'll say that he says a lot that, like, I really think is so true is that so much of what people take to be clues or mean something, like, they just don't, because when you're looking at it through, like, a fan perspective, of course, everything, you see so little that everything has so much meaning. When, like, in reality, they're not thinking about something when they get dressed. Or, like, they're not thinking about this when they say this thing. Like, you know, like, people are just people, and they're gonna be people. And, like, everything doesn't really mean something secretive. And, like, think about, even though, of course, like, celebrities are media trained and, like, they do things to do this and do that and do the other thing because, like, that is what they do. Of course, like, it's not the same weight as a regular person having a conversation with a friend or a coworker or an acquaintance. But, like, think about just even just how people are, like, you know, there's all kinds of things that you'll say and do that you, that could be like, if someone was watching you, it might be interpreted this way, but like, that's not what you mean. It's not your intention. It's just you being a person, right? So like giving too much weight to behavior, it's because this conspiratorial sort of like mindset is looking for clues and looking for hints and looking for hidden meanings and looking for proof of this and that and the other thing, which is what makes people think something is something or like when it's not. So it's like, I think the vast majority of clues or hints or whatever people want to say are not real. But I do think it's fair to say some are. Or
especially when you bring Taylor into it, but yeah,
exactly, I mean, because she is a different than a lot of celebrities, because right. She does literally do that, like she feeds the conspiratorial thinking in her fandom because she leaves Easter eggs,
right? But I mean, I agree, there's an issue of confirmation bias, right? Like, some things that come to mind is like, you know, when she wore the Victoria's Secret angel ring on the like the fourth or fifth anniversary of Kissgate or sixth anniversary of Kissgate.
Right.
And it's just like, y'all, it has been 5 years. She does not remember what day that is.
Exactly. You know? It's just
like,
right.
Like it, she put on the
right.
Ring. She wanted, you know, she was fiddling with something like, of course, but then Taylor says, I send Easter eggs in my jewelry.
Right.
She says that.
That's why it is harder to kind of do that, like,
kind of reasonable
policing.
If she were a reasonable person,
right.
You could have reasonable reaction, but you can't.
Here's something I think is a really good example with Larry's that, like, it's not the same as Taylor, but, like, you can kind of draw some similarities, is they both apparently, like, you know, one has blue eyes and one has green eyes, and they both had tape on their microphones once that were blue and green. Yeah. So because of that, then the fandom starts connecting, like, oh, he wore this color here and then this here, and then they give that meaning so that anytime after that, if one of them wears blue or green or like does this or that, then it's like, that's proof, that's a hint, that's a clue, that's them communicating with me. It's like, no, it's not. You subscribe much more meaning to something that you don't actually know if that's what it means, right? So like that kind of thing is more fandom,
right? Because that's
more than anything.
That is fandom generated content. Like every time they've ever worn blue or green, you know, it's just like, it's, I mean, it's like the eye theory. Like every time Taylor covers her eye,
sort of.
It's just like, right. Taylor didn't do anything with eyes. You guys did, you know?
Well, sort of. I mean, it's not purely fandom generated because to them in the moment when it happened, they did, some of them did think that it was important to them because they kept wearing those colors or something like that, but like I don't know exactly what the you know, origin story is, but it was something along those lines. So it's like you can kind of say like, oh, that might be a cute thing where you're like, oh, they do that in the fitness, but like you don't know that it actually means anything. But when you believe it does, that anything that they do like feeds that, and it's just like, it's not right. True.
But then it's hard because it's like the celebs don't even know, like, how are they supposed to stop wearing blue or green? Like,
right, you can't. Right.
You know, they don't even know. So it's just like, you know, a good Taylor example is, and this it kind of comes back to us, so we don't have to pick at a different fandom. One of the points somebody made about Tis the Damn Season is like, you know, she says in the school that used to be ours. And like, we think, we kind of said, oh, ours is like kind of Diana's favorite song. Like it kind of came back. Then This Love Is Ours. And then,
right.
You know,
that's a good example.
But it's like, what word is she supposed to use besides ours? Like, in the school that used to be yours and mine? Like, it doesn't... But then we'd be like, oh, it's about Raimondi. Like,
right. Because, I mean, even if that song was about her, that would not be because of... Like, that would be separate. Like,
the word know, ours just, is common enough in, you know, right. Day-to-day verbiage. That it's just like, no, it's not...
And that's sort of what Larry's do, but they... take that as very serious, right? So like instead of just being like, oh, isn't that kind of funny, maybe that has something to do with it, to them it would be like they have this like very firmly held belief that ours would be a song for the two of them, right? So anytime either of them says it, it's a hint. That's what they do, right? So not to keep talking about Larry's, but that's kind of, yeah, that's a good comparison.
So we kind of went off the rails here a bit, but Taylor doesn't add up the way that Sir Fran, Julian Hough, Tilly all do. And I hate that. There are so many more Kalers than anything else. Don't y'all know? Like, I wish we could sort of tap that listener base, like have that involvement and engagement from people. I would love to have like every Kaler around on the blog, but it doesn't add up, and I can't lie about that, you know?
Right. It doesn't sit right with our souls.
Well, it doesn't sit right with reality.
That too.
Is the problem. Now, could they have hooked up? Yeah. And do I think about that fucking Daisy all the time? Yes. But I don't have much more to say than that. Sadly. And it's the biggest ship. It's the most important Galer ship in some people's eyes. And I would love to engage on that. I would love for that to be real. I mean, it's the same with, like, I wish Larry were real. Because I would love to.
It would be such good content. I wish it
would be amazing
too.
Content. Well, I would love to engage with that massive fandom.
That too.
You know? But it's not, and I can't lie about that. I just can't. Mm-hmm. And I hate that. And for all the people who are, like, out there saying, like, we're being told that Kaler is fake because, like, we're the new mouthpiece for Galer and, like, Tree is controlling the podcast or something, I promise you, she isn't.
Imagine if we were being paid by Tree.
I mean, it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yes. Oh my god, there's no better job I can possibly think of than being paid by Taylor's PR team to, like, talk about how Taylor isn't real all day. Like,
yeah, listen, yeah. Tree, if you're listening, we are open to that. Like, we'll say anything you want us to on here. But until then, no, we're not. You know, we're not being controlled by Taylor's team to say Kaler is fake. That is just something we came up by, you know, like looking at things and reading things and looking at pictures of things. They're way too publicly affectionate with one another. She doesn't act like this with any of the other girls. It just doesn't. Carly's really with Josh. They have a baby together now. She really converted for him. It just doesn't. I hate it. I wish it added up to more. And I'm still here for some Kaler content. Like, I'm still here to, like, look into it. Because they could have hooked up. They could have. I'm open to that. Maybe. I think Taylor, anybody can just fall in love with anyone. Taylor could have just fallen in love with her. And, like, who knows? You know?
Right.
And nothing happened, but it still left a big impact on Taylor. That can absolutely happen. You can, like, fall for someone and, like, go through a whole thing over it, and it's not amount to anything, but...
100%, I have.
Right, me too. So, keep all that in mind. We're not big on Kaler. We don't really think it happened, but we're, like, open. And I'm here for some content. You know, she announced Folklore on the anniversary of Carly getting engaged or what, announcing her engagement or whatever. Right? Like, there's some stuff. But, yeah. Next one is Calvin. Where are we at on Calvin?
I believe in Calvin. I do. Yep. I believe in Taven.
We got tea on Taven from a couple different people who were around. She was really with him. It was a big mess in the end. But, yeah. Don't have much to add. It's a man, so who cares? But Taven's been real. And these people, one is somebody who Rep knows in real life. I think she hooked up with her, right?
I have no idea.
They, like, hate fucked each other once. But she traveled with Taylor on the 1989 tour and said Calvin was always around and they seemed really together. And then Rep also talked to somebody who worked with Calvin and proved it to her and was like, yeah, he was, like, flying his jet all over the world to be with her and stuff. So Taven's real as far as we can tell.
Yeah.
And that adds up. I mean, he was Snapchatting from her bed. You know, like, he was there. Right.
Right.
She, the latest thing we found out is Taylor liked a post on, like, Father's Day back in, like, 2015, I guess, of somebody put a picture of Calvin and Taylor's dad up together. And they said Taylor's two daddies. And she liked the post.
Oh,
like,
that's so funny.
Why was nobody paying attention to this? Anyway. As much as I hate to say it, yeah, I think Taven's real. Okay, Tom.
I think he was, like, in love with her and she was using him, honestly.
That's what she said in Getaway Car.
Right? And I kind of had the same vibe about not quite the same vibe, but like similar vibes with Connor. Honestly, they kind of remind me of one another.
Yes, her, Taylor's summer flings. Watch out, boys.
Right. It was like a crazy publicized summer fling that it's like, I'm more dating you for my own benefit and sort of using you than I am for you. But then like they probably, it was pretty genuine on their parts.
Yeah.
I don't think they were like fake or like set up. I just think it was like her dragging them into the media circus for like her own benefit and like them being like, okay.
Yeah, agree. I mean, well, actually, I don't agree. I do not care enough about Tom to have a take on it. We haven't gotten tea on it. A lot of people say it's fake. The bi-sluts all say, oh, it's so real. He was so in love with her. I don't know. And I this is one that I just do not care about. I don't.
Oh, I love Hiddle Swift. Yeah. I'm a huge fan. I think it's so funny. It's like the most ridiculous thing ever. It like just, his like interviews and stuff were just absolutely insane. It's so funny.
We like did a whole episode on it and I don't even remember anything about it. It just leaks out of my brain. I just do not care.
Fair enough. I mean, it's not like it's actually super interesting. It's just kind of funny.
No, I think a lot of people really do chaotic. Enjoy it. I'm not saying it's, you know, I'm all for it.
I mean, they were packed like something like 20 times in
30 days
or something. Like
yeah, it's crazy.
Like they were all over the world. When she said with Jet Set, Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh yeah,
it's so funny. But well, like,
she's crazy. The only thing I'll say about Tom is like, I don't even think this is true, but he does have dimples, blue eyes, and is from the UK, so he could have been a beard for Lily. But I don't actually think he is because Lily's not around at that point. But yeah, I just don't have a take. I'll default to y'all, your take, like you and reps. Like, it's just fine. She was like using him and he didn't know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's not important. Like, it doesn't interfere. Well, it interferes with Kaylor, but we've already talked about that.
Right.
The next one is Lily. Lily Donaldson. So I'll go first.
Yeah.
I am a Tilly truther with a capital T. I do believe it happened. We got tea on it. That's on the Patreon. And then the Tilly Revisited episode that we just put up. Go check that out for more on that. But mm-hmm. It all adds up to me. Like, I do think it happened. And mm-hmm. I think they broke up because Taylor didn't come out. And I think they wanted a baby together and Lily went and had one with someone else instead. And I'm a believer. And I went on a big journey with this one because Tilly Mania.
We thought it was total like crack in the beginning.
Well, no, in the beginning. Okay. Tilly Mania hit the blog and I started to believe. And then there was just nothing left to talk about. And there was no tea on it at that time. And so like, and we started to believe more in Joe. And I just let Tilly Mania go. I did believe it at the beginning. The golden tattoo thing got me. Lily has a tattoo that means golden. And it's just like, oh my God, golden tattoo. But I just let it go. But now I'm back. We got information on it. And I just, yeah, Tilly, I believe it. They're broken up, but I do believe they were together. Now, you know, I guess we'll talk about Joe in a second. I'm not saying that means Swiftman is fake, but Tilly is real, in my opinion. Where are you at on Tilly today?
I'm always very, like, I know we joke, like, I don't have a firm opinion on anything, but Tilly to me is the one I have the least firm opinion on. Because to me, like, Toe/Swiftman, which I know not rebranded, but I still like say Toe is my default.
Yeah, I do too.
It seems so real and so legit and organic and genuine. I know there are things here and there or whatever, but like overall, the amount of like content that is found or like put together that isn't obnoxious whatsoever or like public or in your face or whatever is a lot. But at the same time, I do think that the story of it all is almost too perfect to be true. But, you know, scenarios can happen in real life that seem really perfect too, I suppose. So it's very hard because then at the same time, like, I completely understand the vibe that Taylor's kind of were saying of how it seemed like there was a breakup during the Lover era. And then Folkmore comes out and is full of sad, heart-wrenching songs that do sound like they're coming from someone who did get their heart broken. And to me, that if you take her public life, I guess, out of it and just listen to the songs, like, that's 100% what it's like. Lover is such an anxious album where it seems like you're really fighting hard not to lose someone, but then at the same time still love them. And then Folklore comes around and it does sound sad. And to me, like, I get that. Like, so I can see where, like, I understand why Taylor say that, even though I don't agree with them that it has anything to do with Carly. I get it, right? Like, I get it.
And we did a whole episode on it, right? That she, right. Got so, she went through something during the Lover era. What is it?
Right. And it doesn't sound like those past three albums do not sound like they were written by someone who is in a very, very happy, picture perfect relationship for 5 years where they've never even looked at another person. You're constantly fucking like rabbits if you read by Slut HQ. Like, that's not what the music sounds like to me. But, like, of course, I mean, art is art. So, like, yeah, you're not always just purely writing about your current feelings. Like, you can be drawing on past experiences or fictional stories or whatever. Like, I know that's a thing, but, like, to want to produce that much sad stuff, kind of seems like there's something else going on. And Lover, on the other hand, those aren't fictional songs. Those are not supposed to be fictional, except for Death by a Thousand Cuts. So, you know, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I just, you need to go back and to the other day while I was working, I listened to the Patreon episode, Does Tay Tay Have a Beard?
And yeah,
you and I had me convinced. That
I'm gonna listen to it as I fall asleep tonight. Yeah,
listen to it tonight. It's a good one. It's a good one. And listener, go listen to it. Does Tay Tay Have a Beard? We went through like everything, and the points we were making were really, really good points. And you know, with Joe, I just were we talking about Joe or were we talking about Lily?
Lily.
Right. Well, I guess let's talk about Joe. Go listen to the episode Does Tay Tay Have a Beard if you want to believe that Joe has a beard. I like we said at the top of the episode, Joe's kind of a moving target for me. It's hard for me to pin down how I feel about him. I also don't think it's that important because there are so many options. He could be a beard. It could be beards to lovers, or they could have been a poly relationship with Lily. I feel like any of that is equally likely. And I just think we're going to have to wait. Is she going to marry him? Have his babies? Are they going to split? And then what's the music going to sound like? Like, I need more finality to have a final say on it.
Mm-hmm.
I remain uninterested in talking about Joe. You know, if somebody wants to, I will these days. You know, I'm okay with fielding some questions on him. I feel like I used to feel pretty protective of him just because Gaylor talks so much shit and I was like, for what? But ever since Grammygate, I just, you know.
He'll be all right.
You know, he'll be okay. Probably doesn't need me. Gaylor will just buy him another Grammy if I upset him. Right. So.
Plus Swifties are like literally will shit themselves and kill themselves to defend him. So
yeah,
you got all them. And the Bislets, you got them too.
Right. Yeah, I think he'll be okay.
But I think, what was I going to say? Oh, one thing that I do kind of want to say, which, like, I think, I'm not saying you didn't mention it, but, like, I think, to me, almost potentially more likely than they were in a poly relationship throuple thing would just be that she had both at the same time in the beginning, and then Lily went away.
Yeah, that's, I'm not. Listen, yeah. I don't know the dynamics of Taylor Swift's, you know, whatever. But polyamory, but it could have been either. Like, poly doesn't mean throuple necessarily, right? Mm-hmm. I think, or maybe it does.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Okay.
It just sounded like you meant like the three of them were all dating, which is I think, less common to be, like, in a throuple versus, like, to just be in an open relationship or, like, you know.
Right.
Have, like, a primary partner, but then you're also date other people, too.
Right. I'm not, yeah. I don't know what's, like, the official words for everything or not, but I do think if Taylor Swift wants a girlfriend and a boyfriend, she gets a girlfriend and a boyfriend. She's Taylor Swift. So I will always sort of be open to that too. But Joe, I don't know. Inti, you know, thinks he's gay. I don't know why.
I don't think so.
I don't think he's gay at all. We've kind of heard elsewhere that he's not. My takes on right now, I'm really loving the "Does Tay Tay have a beard?" episode on the Patreon. Like yeah. I was like, oh my God, so many points made. So I feel like I don't have much else to say on Joe. We certainly have been on a journey.
Oh, and absolutely.
One thing I learned was how certain I got that he was real, and then realizing like that level of certainty is probably just not needed ever in Gaylor, like necessarily.
Like, oh, I agree.
If it's something we get confirmed behind the scenes, sure. But like, when it comes to just reading Taylor's PR game and music and adding it up and saying, oh, she must really be with Joe. No, you can't trust her 100%. Like, you kind of need other information, right?
Yeah.
So, now I try not to have such solid answers on things, because now I kind of regret being like, Joe's real, because like I just I'm just open to him not being now. But unless I hear something from like a person I trust behind the scenes info, and then still we always say grain of salt, but I wouldn't have such a solid stance anymore, you know. That's just one thing. That's my journey with Joe, is like, I don't know. And I remember thinking he was fake, and then real. And now I'm just like, oh, I don't know. Thruple? Poly? Open? Right. Beards of Lovers? It could be anything. So, and then, I don't know. Do you have a take on Zoe? Not a thing.
I don't think so. I mean, here's the thing, right? So, if in the universe where, like, Poe's 100% fake, I would be like, yeah, maybe that was, like, a thing. For a bit, sure, but I don't really think that's the case. So because of that, I don't think it was anything, and if it was, I don't think it would have been anything serious, honestly.
Same. Listen, all hot people should be hooking up. Zoe's stupid hot, great,
but they're just like their vibes. I would be surprised if their vibes would go together for like an actual relationship. I would be like kind of thrown off,
right?
Like friends hooking up, sure, but like, I don't see them as like,
I'm fine with keeping an eye on it. I'm fine. Sure. Let's keep an eye on it. But you know, it's one of those moving target things, right?
Yeah.
If we get tea in 6 years that says, yeah, I knew someone who knew someone who blah, blah, blah over quarantine and Taylor was fucking Zoe Kravitz. Like, yeah. Okay. Like I'll be waiting for that tea. I'm open to it,
sure.
But I don't have any strong takes on it other than, would be super hot. Doesn't seem likely, but could it? Maybe. Let's wait. You know, maybe we need some more music and some more content and we'll just see. Right?
Right.
Any final takes on 1 year anniversary of Gaylor-ing? And
it's been the most interesting journey that I can like
it's possibly been think of.
It has been.
So listener, thank you so much for coming on this journey with us.
Yes, thank you.
We love you. And especially to the patrons, we love you guys the most.
We do. We have fun there.
We do have a lot of fun. Go listen to Does Tay Tay Have a Beard? That I'm telling you, listen to that episode tonight. You are going to be like, oh my God, we made the most points. But
and also, like, keep Oregon in your thoughts, because, like, it is a million degrees there.
Where?
They're having, like, in Oregon, or, yeah, Portland, they're having, like, unprecedented like heat waves.
Where is this? Why? What is that?
Just saying.
Okay.
Because I had it pulled up on my weather app. I was looking at it, and I unlocked my iPad, and it was on there. And I was like, "Oh yeah, they're having like record-breaking temperatures."
Okay, yeah. Shout out to Oregon. Come on the pod. But listener, thank you so much for coming on this journey with us. If you want to come hang out on Tumblr, you can find me at whatiwillsay.tumblr.com. Send in questions, comments, concerns, and yell at me for saying John Mayer's fake, I guess. And you can go see Kara at thatskepticalbitchkara.tumblr.com. And if you love this content, you can support us on Patreon, help us keep making it. For just a single dollar, you can access something like, oh, maybe 80 hours of content. Tons of bonus episodes are on there, plus a couple video essays. Plus, you can get access to this Secret Swiftcon Discord, and we do all sorts of fun stuff there. So come on through if you're loving this content. And with all that said, please stay safe in 2021. Please get vaccinated in 2021. And
gaslight, gatekeep, and girl boss in 2022.
Exactly. Bye, everybody.